the attack of the enemy is to get people distracted from the vision that God has outlined for them and for their life. Distractions of all kinds. Every day, you're going to hit them.
Hello, everyone. This is Pastor Joey Rogers, and welcome to Revive. We're glad that you've joined us today. In just a moment, I'm going to take you into a life-changing word from the Lord as preached right here from Pace Assembly. I know that it will be a blessing to you, so get ready to receive the word of God and faith that comes by hearing that word today. Let's join it in progress, and I'll be back at the close of the program.
Let's go into the first part of a two-part series taken from a recent Wednesday night service here at Pace Assembly. This message is entitled, Revision, Part 1. Let's go into the message with Pastor Rogers today.
Some of you know what that purpose is in your life. Some of you are walking and living and working in that capacity right now. Some of you just hold jobs, and then some of you are in your work. They can fire you from your job, but they can't fire you from your work. Because what you've been called to do, you've been called to do. And sometimes it takes a process for me to be able to get there. This is important for you to know because everything that happens in the timing of the plan of God, just like I keep using this reference, but this waiver went in 70 years ago, but here we are 70 years later, and it's just now coming to pass, and this proclamation. What's the big deal about that? The big deal is in God's perfect timing. When did Jesus come? In the fullness of time, God sent his son. Not 1 second before, not 1 second after. So he waited, for instance, until the Romans got together and said, let's pave some highways. What's the big deal about that? To speed the process of the gospel getting from one city to another, they paved the Roman roads. You got to understand that you're not just some protoplasmic blob of nothingness, but you were designed, created, and called by God, and he has placed the seed of your future on the inside of you. And that's what keeps waking you up at night and disturbing you from being in the status quo. It keeps calling you. It keeps telling you there's something more. Does anybody know what I'm talking about? See, you can't die until God is through with you. You got to keep marching on. And as long as there's something stirring on the inside of you, that's the reason why your vision, a God vision, should outlive the visionary. I won't say that again. Your God vision for you, for your life, for your family, for your church should outlive the visionary. In other words, your children should still, and your children's children's children, should still be living out the vision that you imparted into their life, Jacob, when they were just small little children. You need to talk about who they are. They're not just anybody. Listen, this house belongs to God. As for me and my house, we're going to serve the Lord. Well, what about it, Granddaddy? Well, here's my Bible right here. Let me show you what my Bible, I've got your name written in my Bible right here, son. And I want you to know you're the son of this, and that's your name. And your name is not just anything. It's Samuel, because we named you after one of the prophets in the Bible because we believe there's something on your life. Come on now. And when you talk to your kids and talk to your family like that, you talk to your church like that, suddenly you're going to begin to see there's a stirring up of the vision, of the gift, of the desire to reach for something else. You better not die before you die. Look at your neighbor and tell them, don't you die before you die. That's right. That's right. Isaiah 46 right here says, remember the former things? Those of long ago, I am God and there is no other. I am God, there is none like me. I make known the end from the beginning. From ancient time, what is still to come. I say my purpose will stand. I'll do what I please. So I don't care what Jordan and the Pope and everybody else is saying tonight. God said, that's my town. And I'm going to be watching over it tonight. Oh my God. They just found a mosaic over there inside of the birthplace where they believe the birthplace of Jesus Christ is at that dates back to his particular time. I always have said that whenever the smart guys start doubting what's going on with the Bible and with God, God just blows his holy nose, knocks some sand off of something, and some archaeologist finds it and brings it out and says, looky here, we found the place. Come on, somebody. You can always expect right after that there'll always be some doubter or scoffer who just came out, who was claiming that Jesus has had, more children and all that kind of stuff going on. There's always a skeptic. But ladies and gentlemen, if you'll stay with this book right here, the Bible said the Holy Spirit will not guide you to the lie. He will guide you into all truth. And God's truth for your life, that's the critical part. So purpose then is when you know. This is when you know the purpose of this speaker is to give sound. I can't take that out to the Florida town and launch it and make a boat out of it because it's not a boat. I'll sink because that's not the purpose that the manufacturer, and the manufacturer was so detailed that he designed this speaker that it would only be able to receive so much power coming through it or it will abuse it and break it. Are you with me? Purpose is when you know and you understand what you were born to accomplish. Vision then is when you see it in your mind by faith. Have you got something that God is stirring in your spirit that you can see in your spirit, but you haven't seen it physically yet? Have you ever had a vision of your children, your unsaved children, walking down the aisle, giving their life to Jesus Christ, and you haven't yet seen it, but you believe it because you know and you know that you know that. Are you understand what I'm saying? Your loved ones getting saved, whoever it may be, whatever that may. I see myself getting blessed. Have you ever? Well, some of you have mistaken this. You've written it off to fate. But God's given you a vision of something, and here's the way it went. You were sleeping, and all of a sudden you had this dream, and it wasn't because you ate pizza the night before and all that kind of thing. And then weeks later, all of a sudden, boom, there you are, and you're standing in the middle of this. You say, wait a minute, I think. Do you understand to not read the dream, to not read the prophecy, to not understand that, is to have a mailbox full of mail that you've never picked up and opened up. Now, that doesn't mean that I'm waiting on an experience or a prophet to come by and say, thus saith the Lord. Because when I study the Word of God, and then a preacher preaches or a teacher teaches, or I'm reading the Word of God, and suddenly there's a rhema word that comes to me that is for me, and it begins to feed that thing, that vision, that purpose on the inside of my life. I don't have to wait around for the prayer team to come over and lay hands on me or the prophet to anoint me with oil. He's speaking to the thing that he's called me to do. Are you understand what I'm saying? Now, that thing may not necessarily happen tomorrow, but all he's doing is letting you see the end of the movie. He lets you see the end from the beginning. You understand what I'm saying? You've seen it. You've seen the end of the movie before. They start the movie at the end, and you see the whole, shoo, there it is, and the hero walks out of the smoke, and everything's great. You go, well, how did he do that? And then they take you all the way back to the beginning, and they let you see all the things that he has to walk through and all the trouble and all the difficulty. And you just know you're sitting on the edge of your seat sometime. Oh, I don't know if he's going to make it. Then you remember, wait a minute, I saw him come out at the end of the movie. He's all right. I just came to tell you tonight, if you'll stay with God, you're going to be all right. No matter what you have to walk through, there will not be smoke let on you. Come on, somebody. The hairs of your head will not be singed. Stay with God, the purpose of God, and you'll accomplish the will of God. Say a good amen, somebody. So Proverbs 19:21, you should write it down, Proverbs 19:21, many are the plans of a man's heart, but it is the Lord's purposes that will prevail. Many are your plans. You can write a lot of plans, but they're not in line with the purpose for which God's called you. You're wasting your time because God's purposes will prevail. Did you get that?
Yes, sir.
See, I could write a plan for this speaker right here, but if it's not for the purpose for which it has been designed, it's futile. I want this to be a car. Well, I don't care what. You can put wheels on it all you want to, but there's no engine in there. That's not the purpose of that. Let me take it to you. That's a reason why those of you, see, here's a problem with all of you in here right now, every one of us. Here's the problem. You can never backslide and feel comfortable. You won't be able to do it. Now, other people who have never known the Lord and all that, they can go on out there and do their thing. But the problem that you'll have is you know too much about God's plan and God's purpose for your life. And when you get out there and start messing around and abusing yourself with the purpose that is not your purpose for life. Come on, somebody. Here you are. Oh, yeah, I'm this. I'm going to drink me a fifth every day. You can do it, but you're going to, some grandma's going to pray until you vomit everything up. You know, I mean, God's just like this. You'll get halfway into the party and start remembering your grandmother while she's on her knees praying with her Bible open and her tissue up there. That's right. That's vision. That's keeping you out of trouble. Come on. That's keeping you in your purpose. Say a good amen. So God's purpose gives vision and direction to my life so that I don't get off course, because God's got a plan. Now, you hear that, and it's so cliche, but I'm telling you, I'm looking at people's lives across this auditorium, and there's many distractions and things for all of us that we've come in contact with. Wouldn't you say that? Has anybody ever got off course before? Okay, so I'm not going to pray for the liars not to be smoked in the pew tonight. But I'm just telling you right now, there are many things that has distracted us in our life and lifetime and experimentation, all that kind of stuff. And if you really told your real story, there's some folks that would slide down the pew on you right now. But the grace of God, anybody know what I'm talking about? The grace of God lets me get back in line with what God's called me to do and to be. And for that reason, Jeremiah 29:11 says, "For I know the thoughts," God said, "I know the thoughts I'm thinking about you. Thoughts of peace." Now, I'm going to tell you, so let me stop right here. Don't you let the devil lie to you about what God is thinking about your life. Okay, so tragedies happen, difficulties come, death happens, all kinds of things are going to happen. But I want you to know, God is for you. And God's thoughts towards you are peace. So God's not coming at you with anything other than peace. And he says not only that, but he emphasizes the fact it's not just peace, but he said, "I'm not even thinking an evil thought about you." You should write this down, Jeremiah 29:11. "And to give you an expected end." In other words, God's plan has already been written and you're living it out right now. And God, who is a giver, knows the expected end. So God has bought you some gifts for your whole life. I'm talking about from the beginning of your life all the way to the end of your life. God has strategically already, he's not waiting until you get into a crisis. He already knows what he's going to drop into your life at that any given time to help you fulfill the purpose of God for your life. And he sits in heaven and smiles when you're all frustrated and you don't know what to do and you want to quit. I preached a few weeks ago up at Brother Guyton's church for DTV up in Atmore, and God gave me a word. I started preaching that thing, and I mean the Holy Spirit filled that studio, and one of the camera operators, the girl operating the camera, I didn't know what was happening, but the Holy Spirit was reaching right through the camera to her. She said, "I know you might have thought that," no, she sent this little note. She said, "I know you might have thought that that nobody was listening, but I'm telling you, were speaking directly to me." So I sent a little note back and said, "Praise God, I'm so glad for that. Just keep on keeping on." Well, it's been weeks later. So now, right on the heels of that, she sends back another little note and says, "You have no idea. I was almost ready to quit today, but your word came right on time." I just want to say to you, God, it's not me, God set that up. You understand what I'm saying? I had no idea when it was going to happen, how it's going to happen. But if you'll look and hear for the voice of God, God's got an expected end for you. Come on now. He's got an expect. His plans are already laid out from the dawn of time. And he knows right when you need the right encouragement and somebody to come along and bless you and let you know everything's going to be all right. And you're standing there weeping your eyeballs out and God's sitting in heaven saying, "Hey, come on. You have no idea what I've got for you in about an hour from now."
I'm thankful that you've joined us for Revive today, and I pray that the word of the Lord has been strength to you. If you'd like more information about today's message, log on to paceassembly.org. Or you can email us right there, revive@paceassembly.org. And I want to encourage you to be right back here with us once again. Till then, remember, Jesus Christ is coming soon.